The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, September the 27th. One topic today, the State Historical Society, but we've got two guests. Joan Stack, good to have you here again, Joan, and Kristen Ford.
Hi.
Pleasure to meet you, Kristen. Now, you're here to tell us about, well, actually pick up a little bit from where we were last time and tell us the special event you've got coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, it's going to be a National Museum Day.
Tomorrow,
and the State Historical Society is collaborating with the Museum of Art and Archaeology to do an event for kids for National Museum Day.
So this is across the whole country?
Across the whole country, and this is our event for the City of Columbia and the Mid-Missouri region.
Okay.
So what we are going to do is we are going to invite families to meet, gather at the Museum of Art and Archaeology, which is on the University of Missouri campus. It's across from Domino's. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So come to the Museum of Art and Archaeology, and you will be introduced to our event. And we will divide into groups, and some of those groups will come over to the State Historical Society of Missouri, which is in Ellis Library just around the corner. And that's where I will be.
But you want people to go, first of all, to the Museum of Art and Archaeology.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
At what time?
At 1 o'clock is when we'll get started. So you might think about 12:45 or something like that, getting there to make sure everything is working out.
And right. And then at 1 o'clock you're going to divide up in groups.
They're going to divide up into groups, and depending on how many people we have, but we think we're going to probably divide up into three groups or so. And the first one of the groups will come over to the State Historical Society of Missouri. All the groups will eventually come over there. But one group will come over and see me, and I will be in front of the artwork, General Order Number 11, the painting by George Caleb Bingham that we talked about last time,
mm-hmm.
which represents an evacuation order that happened 150 years ago.
That's a pretty powerful story.
Yes.
A pretty powerful story, and a lot of young people may be very, very touched by this.
That's right. And the painting includes a number of children in it. So children were very affected by this order, which evacuated 3.5 Missouri counties on the western border between Kansas and Missouri. And a lot of them came to the center of the state. Many of them were given rides by riverboat captains, and they might have gotten off at Jefferson City or Boonville or places right around this region and looked for family, friends who might help take care of them. They were displaced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be dressed up actually as George Caleb Bingham's wife
and
to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be kind of fun. We'll do a little bit.
But every group at one point or another will come over State Historical Society.
Yeah. And I will talk to them about the event. We'll do a little bit of discussion about what kind of things would have been available to these people. We have a little activity where we talk about what people would use today for, say, entertainment, what people would have used back then. We'll just be talking a little bit about the differences between traveling in the 19th century and traveling today, and a little bit about the Civil War. But then, after my time at the State Historical Society, they will go back to Pickard Hall, where there will be a group who will get to do some crafts related.
Mm-hmm. And
this is where Kristen comes in.
Okay, so what are you going to be doing, Kristen?
Well, one of the stations will bring a group of kids, and they can make these little cloth dolls.
So they're going to make little cloth dolls?
Yes. Well, we'll have burlap and just some fabric. It'll all be cut. So they basically just can tie it together.
These will be dolls that represent that era.
Right. Like, you know, some more poor families, you know, during the time of Order Number 11. Like, these are probably the dolls that they probably made during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That kids would have had back then.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to show them how to make these dolls. They will see the toys. And if you want to see what we're talking about, you can go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you'll see. Is this a mama doll?
That could be a mom. It could be a child. Like, this is an example of a little Union soldier that the boys would probably want to probably want to make.
Right. Yeah. There's a little Union soldier. And then what's the other one you have?
I'm mom or wife or...
Yeah, it looks like mom was out picking flowers or picking food.
Yeah, and this is very... This is a kind of a finished one. Mm-hmm. We have several different...
Right. But the kids will get to make these.
Yes.
Do they get to keep them then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. And then what have you got here? This coloring?
Coloring pages, and like this is an example of a self-portrait of George Caleb Bingham.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is one of the Jolly Flatboat.
So the kids will get this and they can color them themselves and they can keep it. So everything that they work on that day, they're going to get to take with them,
yes.
take
That's
home
right.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it a learning experience, it's going to be a fun
yes.
experience.
Yes.
And one thing I was going to talk about, too, is another thing we're going to do is they are going to get the opportunity to write a letter. Imagine what it would be like if they were displaced by Order Number 11. How would they write home to their family? So
to
hopefully,
tell them what's happened.
Say to a cousin who lives somewhere else, you say, I'm no longer in Independence. I'm now in Jefferson City. This is what happened to me. So we're hoping that an exercise like that will help people to put themselves back in the mindset of the time.
Oh, I think it will.
And think about how intense these feelings are. And as I was telling Paul before we got started, you know, this is what happens during war. There are probably similar things happening right now in Syria and the Middle East. That happened right here in Missouri, and that's kind of hard to wrap our minds around sometimes.
It is. It is. But by having an event like you're doing tomorrow, it gives not only kids but adults an opportunity to think what it would be like if this was happening today in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And what people are living through in other parts of the world. We're very blessed and very fortunate
yeah.
for the life that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't always this way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt us to realize what it could be like.
Yeah. And I think we don't realize sometimes how affected by the war Missouri really was. As one of the most divided states in the nation, we experienced some very difficult times for the civilians here.
Mm-hmm. So the date and the time, it's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
So get to the Museum of Art and Archaeology around 12:30, 12:45. And then depending on how many people come, you'll divide up into three or four or five groups.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody will have an opportunity to see everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long will this last?
Well, my thinking is that each of the stations will probably be about a half an hour.
Okay. And it kind of depends on how many people are there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And we really want everybody to see this painting, General Order Number 11,
okay.
because it's one of the most important Civil War paintings in the country.
Okay. Joan, thank you so much for coming by. And Kristen Ford,
yes.
always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
Let's see. Monday, Central Missouri Dietetic Association and the Phoenix Program, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you want to watch this program or listen to it again, KBIA.org. Click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends.